Now to recap the major stories of the day, the United States is pinning the blame for the crash of a passenger jet in Ukraine on pro-Russian separatists. President Obama said today that Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile from an area controlled by the separatists. Mr. Obama called for a ceasefire to allow for a full investigation.
The crash site itself is under rebel control, and the first international monitors arriving on the scene say their access is being limited. Wreckage is spread out over several miles of contested ground. We also learned today that at least one American is among the 298 people killed.
In the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his military to prepare for a significantly wider campaign in the Gaza Strip. So far, the campaign's been focused on the margins of Gaza. Israel says it's targeting tunnels under territory along the border.
The ground invasion began late yesterday after a week-and-a-half-long air war with Hamas. More than 270 Palestinians have been killed in the fighting. Two Israelis have been killed. We'll bring you updates as we learn them, and our coverage will continue on Weekend Edition and Weekend All Things Considered.